Hi there, everyone. Simon here with another half hour of musical inspiration. Whatever you're doing, put it aside for the next 30 minutes so you do not miss one beat of New Beat. The theme of our show today is anger. What is anger? How can you control it? Is it ever justified? These are questions we'll be exploring. Plus, as always, the main course on our menu is the very best in original music. Sylvie with Hands Up, a song from the New Beat Band's CD, Higher.
Music Hour, Greenwich Mean Time. The world news according to New Beat.
Stop the world, I wanna get off!
Well, the theme of our program today is anger, which is just one letter short of danger, right? And if you add a D in front of anger, it spells danger. What is anger? Anger is an acid. It can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than into anything into which it is poured. For every minute you're angry, you lose 60 seconds of happiness. Here's Simon Rugley with some sound advice on what to do when angry.
You don't want this thing to weigh on you, so let it go. Revenge is a poor taskmaster, so please just let it go. Words will fly and pride to pride your mind you will have shown. With nothing gained, so please refrain, my friend, just let it go.
And the angel said,
best thing to do when you feel angry is to let love cleanse the air and let it go. Never answer an angry word with an angry word, because it's the second one that produces the quarrel. Well, in the classic story of Sinbad the Sailor, when Sinbad and his sailors landed on one of the tropical islands, they saw high up in the trees coconuts which could quench their thirst and satisfy their hunger. But the coconuts were far above the reach of Sinbad and the sailors. But in the branches of the trees were a group of chattering monkeys. Sinbad and his men began to throw stones and sticks up at the monkeys, which so enraged the monkeys that they began to seize the coconuts and hurl them down at the men on the ground. That was just what Sinbad and his men wanted. They got the monkeys angry so that the monkeys would gather their food for them, which is a good illustration of how anger weakens you. In fact, it says that anyone who angers you conquers you. Here's a song from Vass Meyer's Crime Scene. If you feel your anger flaring, stop at the scene of the crime.
Stop at the scene of the crime and feel your conscience racing with your mind. The burden you could end up bearing will be caused by your temper flaring. Stop at the scene of the crime. It's been spoken.
intense, racing with your mind.
Roman Emperor Julius Caesar, when provoked to anger, used to repeat the whole Roman alphabet before he permitted himself to speak. And here's another good tip. When angry, count to 10 before speaking. And when you're very angry, count to 100 and then don't speak.
A phobia of manipulation has driven me to frustration. More than hope. Says stop at the scene of the crime. Stop at the scene of the crime. And feel your conscience racing with your mind. All the burden you could end up bearing will be caught by your temper flaring.
New beat.
New beat. Everywhere for everyone.
Oh, by the way, if you'd like to email us, our address is mail@radioactivated.com. And we're also inviting you to log on to the website of the Activated magazine at www.activated.org for free inspirational downloads. My name is Simon Peterson. You're listening to a special edition of the New Beat Show, the topic of which is anger. And of course, all anger is not necessarily wrong. God himself frequently gets very angry, particularly at those who oppress, persecute, and mistreat others. In the book of Psalms, it says God is angry with the wicked every day. And as wise King Solomon wrote, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And there is a time when it's appropriate to show righteous indignation and anger against injustice.
A time to laugh, a time to cry, a time to speak, a time of contemplation. A time to love, a time of restraint, a time of restraint, a time of weakness. Whoa, yeah.
There is a time for everything, to everything there is a season.
A time to sow, a time to reap.
There is a time.
Jeff Conan, there is a time, and there is a time when it's right to be angry for the right reasons and about the right things, such as hypocrisy and injustices and against innocent people being hurt or taken advantage of. Such godly anger should motivate us to try to correct the injustices and right the wrongs and take positive action to remedy needy situations. But sad to say, we do not usually become angry for such noble reasons. Often our anger simply results from concern about ourselves and selfishness. We don't get our own way. Our pride is wounded, or we feel slighted or mistreated by others, so we become frustrated, upset, and angry. And if you have been unjustifiably angry with someone, don't be too proud to say you're sorry. And if someone has been unjustifiably angry with you, then forgive.
So many times I say I'm sorry. So many times I just fall short of words to say. So many times you've seen me crying. We both know our love will never give up.
from the New Beat Band CD Always. That's Blunders of the Mind. Well, time for one more song on today's New Beat show, the subject of which has been anger. Let me read you this short poem. When I have lost my temper, I have lost my reason too. I'm never proud of anything which angrily I do. When I have talked in anger and my cheeks were flaming red, I've always uttered something which I wish I had not said. In anger, I have never done a kindly deed or wise, but many things for which I felt I should apologize. And looking back across my life and all I've lost or made, I can't recall a single time when fury ever paid. So I struggle to be patient, for I've reached a wiser age, and I do not want to do a thing or speak a word in rage. I have learned by sad experience that when my temper flies, I never do a worthy deed, a decent deed, or wise. Amy Koch, Baby, I Found the Way. Love is the way. Love, humility, and prayer solving all problems. Today's program was brought to you by Radioactive Productions, and you can visit the activated website at www.radioactiveproductions.com. radioactivated.org. And if you'd like to write us, our address is mail@radioactivated.com. Until next time, this is Simon and all here at Radioactive Productions saying bye for now. And remember this, that men with clenched fists cannot shake hands. Bye for now.
Baby, baby, baby.